Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But the Braves, and I know I was contemplating going to the game last night.
Did you go?
I kind of wish I would have gone now.
Did you go?
I did not go.
I told you.
I did not go because I wanted to.
You're so lame.
You know,
I'm not. I
was watching last night going, oh, man, Tiff's getting to watch this. So this is awesome.
My brain is in a cloudy state as we speak, and I know had I gone to this game last night, the devastation this morning, you guys would not like me any more than you already don't. Does that make sense? I don't know.
Okay.
Sure, let's just go with it.
I'm going to tell you something.
It's impossible.
I know.
extra tired.
You wouldn't, because I gave you the formula, Tiffany.
Is Mio in the formula?
No. Okay. I remember what I told her. Mike, what is a considered?
5.5 innings.
I literally looked at my cell phone clock, because that's the only clock I had in my area.
Watch.
And I got the TVs going, because I did a race at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like,
you're a beast for that.
It was like 8:24, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, might have been even earlier than that. It might have been like 8:15, and I see Max Free get out of the top of the fifth, and I go, I know Tiffany probably didn't go, but if she did, she could be leaving right now, and she could be like, man, that Bo is a gosh darn genius.
I almost texted you guys, because instead I was thinking, okay, maybe I can pull this off. My friend's texting me. She's like, it's not a big deal. You know, her brother has season tickets. We can go whenever we want to go.
Oh, that actually, that's different.
So, yeah. I also have another connection that gets me really good seats as well.
Nice. This is the first time hearing this.
I don't have any connections
that's weird.
Can get me.
I would love to go sit in the Delta Club with you, Tiff.
Well, I just found out her brother had season tickets. I didn't know. This is a reconnection from college. We've been hanging out a bit lately, so she's really cool. Yes.
What's the best place to sit at Truist Park? Like at any ball field, not Truist Park. I don't like not specific. Don't say like Symphony 5 Club. If you go to a baseball game, where's the best place to sit?
I think it's I think in a baseball game, and I know Day Day's guys attended a lot.
Like third base,
I think it's a preference.
First base line, like
I think it's a preference, because my best friend growing up, his grandmother had a really close relationship with the Aaron family, and so at Old Turner Field, the Aaron seats were directly behind home plate. And I'm telling you, that's the best seat I've ever sat in. However, a lot of people love sitting out there in the outfield where the chop house is, because now they've got the seats out there. Yeah. That's a really good seat. I've sat down the third baseline before. I think that's fun.
That's my preference.
You like sitting like behind the dugout?
Yeah.
I think it is directly related to the start time of the game. I think.
Oh, you're going with the sun?
No. Okay. I think when it's a day game, I am more likely to pound beer, and so I'm like cool with just getting a cheap outfield ticket. You know, what is it? The Home Depot deck out there, and sitting kind of below that, maybe left center. Maybe you get a home run ball. You got to keep your head on a swivel. But I know I'm probably going to pound beer if it's like a 1:30 start time. You know, that kind of thing. If it's a night game, I'm probably more likely to sit like behind home plate and really kind of take in pitch movement, things like that.
I could see that.
At no point, though, Tiff, have I ever been like, man, I got to sit behind the dugout? It's either outfield or straight behind home plate.
I like either the third baseline or, like you said, behind the dugout, and then working your way in closer to home plate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So either that section's fine with me, but I have to tell you guys. So I didn't go. I feel, maybe I should have gone. Probably could have still been in bed around the same time, end up in bed.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, and I'm not going to go off topic here, but every time I visualize I'm going to have the best night of sleep ever for the past, two out of the last 4 days? What day is this? Yeah, whatever.
Today's Wednesday.
That sleep plan has been interrupted by a dog. One was mine, one wasn't. But I'll tell that other story in TV's timeout.
Oh, yeah,
that'd be
kind
of crazy. But back to baseball. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We are talking at great length about being at Braves games because Max Fried was going to work last night. He threw Atlanta's first 9-inning complete game since 2022 as they beat the Marlins 5-0.
I got
a three hitter.
I got in a few holes last night where I was I was more like Max Fried, Max Fried at the beginning of the season. I said, "This Max Fried golf." I played.
No, I figured. I just thought, okay.
What?
Nothing, man. Go ahead.
And so I missed the first inning. So I turned it on the second inning, and as they were coming out of commercial break to start the second, and I see Max Fried's done 15 pitches or something, or maybe 13. And I go, immediately just said, he's got it.
Mm.
And I watched that second inning, and I could not take my eyes off the game. And I told you I did that race at 8:30. I was like this. I was like,
that's not good.
That's not good.
Might have been why I wrecked.
You've done that before. I was going to say, you've done that before and piled it into the wall.
And if you don't, I know you can't see me, but my TV that I have of the Braves game, I have a TV that's designated for Braves and Hawks at night. And it's on the right wall and the
same,
left.
Same. I love to make fun of you, but same.
The TV in the center where my furniture sits in my den and office, whatever you want to call it, is center. And my TV to the right is always got Braves or Hawks or whatever sporting event is on that is a focus of mine. And I just kept peering over because he was everything. He threw a curveball last night. I don't know. I think it was a curve. Might have been
sweeper. Is what Bally's
actually might have been. It might have been a slider. Sweeper. Is what it was, and it started outside and it finished. I mean, barely caught the inside corner of what the box would be, and he froze the batter as much to where he knew it. And when he called him out, I'm pretty sure it was a slider. Now, like the angst that you saw on the face wasn't that you screwed me on the call. Was I'm so frustrated. How do I even hit that? There's no,
nothing you
can
do.
What do I do?
Nothing
you can
do.
And it's just like, it's the frustration of, what do you do?
Yeah, I think when aces and guys with that kind of stuff, when they get in a groove, that's got to be frustrating for hitters. Max Fried is on my fantasy team. Shout out. Shout out to Team Johnson because he is on my fantasy team. I was not tuned in to start the game, and I think I tuned in, second or third inning. And kind of plugged in, and I noticed immediately how efficient he was being. And guys, I tweeted this last night, and it is One Word Wednesday, so we'll get to that coming up at 7:40. But the word I used on Twitter last night was vintage, and I don't mean vintage. I didn't mean that to sound like vintage Max Fried, although it is vintage Max Fried. Vintage in terms of like what Major League Baseball pitching used to be. Major League Baseball pitching used to be this in the 90s. It used to be incredible to watch Tom Glavine or Greg Maddux come out and throw a complete game shutout in the 90s. You just don't see it. You don't see it as much anymore, and it was vintage of me. It was very 90s baseball-esque to watch Max Fried go the distance in under 100 pitches. The only thing not vintage was the game time because it was very, very quick.
I know. I'm like, I should have been there.
It's funny.
2 hours.
I started thinking about that, too, the Greg Maddux thing, because I like to watch a lot of those games. Fried. The best part about this was Fried was talking to my boy Wiley Ballard afters and he on Bally, and he said that basically Travis told him a couple of days ago, you need to go throw a complete game. You're going to go throw a complete game.
A couple of days ago, just talking to Travis, he had just made mention in passing that he was like, next time you go out there, I want a complete game. So just hearing that and just seeing how efficient Bryce was last night, really being on the attack, having low pitch count early, it just kind of motivated me or just kind of showed me a little bit of a path of be on the attack, get contact early and try to, you know, attack these guys. And if you give up hits, you can still give up hits and get out of the situation with a low pitch count.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hearing him say that, watching Bryce kind of set that off in him, it's just awesome. Like, you got a guy that just came up from AAA that's starting his first game of the year, and yet Max Fried, who is now the ace of the staff, bar none, like he is the ace, is watching Bryce Elder come up from AAA. He's like, you know what? This guy's onto something. And it, like, rekindles that spirit of pitching the contact, pitching ground balls.
How good does that have to feel for Bryce to hear that?
Awesome stuff, man.
And remember, because he saw, you know why? He saw Bryce Elder go out there and do it without just blowing guys away. It wasn't dominant speed. It was just location.
What was the name of that old FX show? Nip Tuck? That's what it was.
Yeah, there was.
Nip
yeah.
and Tuck.
Dude.
Just Nip and Tuck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.